the key things that what's different about the plant cell to the animal cell is the three things we've looked at. It's got a cell wall to protect it and to support it, but these are the bits that interest us, particularly this one here. This starts giving us the key to how plants photosynthesize, how they make sugar, how they make food. So the chloroplasts are key to the process in absorbing the sunlight and making sugar, and we've got the area where it's stored here. And all of this is wrapped up in this process called photosynthesis. Now you've got these diagrams that's been given out to you, and the whole process of photosynthesis can be broken down into what's called an equation of photosynthesis, a way of actually explaining what things the plant actually needs on this side of the equation, A plus B, what factors need to be present for photosynthesis to take place, C and D, and what two things are made. Now all I want you to do at the moment is try to cut up those six pictures and on your table sit them in the order that you think is actually correct to make up the process of photosynthesis. So cut up the pictures, you've all got some scissors. And just try to play around with them on the table, get them in the order that you think is right. What two things are needed by plants? And there are some clues from the work you've done on the plant cell. What two factors do you think you've got to give plants in order to allow them to make the sugar? And what are the two products made? So what have you got there so far?
Sunlight.
Yep.
It makes glucose and carbon dioxide.
Okay, you reckon it makes glucose and makes carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it need? What do you need to give a plant for it to make those things?
Sunlight.
Okay, sunlight's got to be there. You need them all.
I don't know, because they're all the same, aren't they? I think that's there. That takes place.
Interesting. So you're saying a plant uses water and oxygen, and it combines those two when it's got sunlight and chlorophyll to make glucose and carbon dioxide.
No.
It's nearly right. But there's one really important bit that's got to be swapped around.
It doesn't need water.
What happens to plants if you don't water them?
They die. Like that then, is it?
So it's got to have water.
Is it like that?
Getting closer. We got it. Well done. Yep. I've seen one group who've got it perfectly right. Can't quite work out what yours is there. Interesting. Interesting. Gone pretty much in the right order, but there's a few changes need to be made there. That's right, that's right. Those two are right. The other four need to be moved around. That's right, that's right. That's right. You need to shift those ones around. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yep, perfect. Well done.
It does.
Okay, that's right, that's right, that's right, and that's right.
That's right.
That uses them too.
Okay, so that one's right, that one's right, that one's right, that one's right. Good one.
That's right.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Perfect.
I'm perfect as well.
You are perfect, Carl, in so many ways.
Gosh.
Excellent. Now, Jerry, if you were the first group to get it done, can you come and up the board and move things into place? Just move them into place. Use the back of your nail if you find it easier to move them around. You can ask Emma to help you. Okay, so we've got carbon dioxide going in. Thanks, Nathan. Carbon dioxide and water are the two things needed by a plant. You've got to have chlorophyll there. You've got to have sunlight there. And you make from it glucose and oxygen. Excellent. Now that's what's called the equation of photosynthesis. These are the things you've got to give plants, supposedly, carbon dioxide and water. You've got to make sure that there's sunlight and chlorophyll there for the process to work. And what you make is glucose and oxygen. At least that's what scientists would have you believe. What we're going to be doing for the next three lessons is trying to test this out and find out, is this really true? And try to find out, is this true, and try to build on this equation.